So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. And to my texters that are texting me and said, Deuce, your mic is on. I don't think you realize it. Yes, I hit the button. I do realize it. I turned it on as I was talking to our engineer, Mr. Charlie, as Mike, he's with us, but he's not physically with us right now on the show on Fans in the Pro. He is up in the Northeast. It's not, I don't even know. Mike told me where he was going, but he'll be back.
I'm in South Carolina.
South Carolina. Well, I was about to say, Mike, I don't know. One of the Carolinas, D.C., DMV, Virginia, one of those areas. But I do know one thing. It is cold where you are.
Yes, and it's going to get a lot colder. The polar vortex that's going to eventually work its way will be here Sunday night. I'm leaving tomorrow. My niece is getting married. It's my sister's first child. And she was not allowing me to miss the wedding.
Nope.
So I'm flying out tomorrow, really after the wedding. Flew out this morning. It's the fastest trip in history. So we basically kind of flipped roles. When you were doing SEC football, you had all the machines and stuff, and you were, you know, doing your thing on the road, and I was in the studio, and now I'm on the road, and it's, whew, and let me tell you, brother, I have a whole lot more respect for what you were doing every week when you were on the road for the SEC.
When you're carrying the luggage and you're looking at the bags to make sure that you got all the pieces and you're hoping that nothing goes wrong, and yeah, I definitely feel you, and I can brag on the weather. As you probably know, it's phenomenal. As I look out into the skyline and I look at the Mississippi River Bridge, there, it's just phenomenal. So just FYI, and yes, sir, you do get back because we do have a game against the Carolina Panthers on Sunday. We'll give you just a little rundown of what we got for the show today. Jeff Hundley, the Sugar Bowl CEO, will be joining us at 4:35 to talk about the college football quarterfinal coming up in the Superdome on January 1st. Georgia is in, and either Tulane or Ole Miss will be the opponents. At 5:25, we will have my good friend, Jake DeLome, and your good friend as well, that we see yearly. He is the former New Orleans Saints and Carolina Panthers quarterback, but he is the Panthers radio network analyst as well. And Jake has been dealing with the ponies all day. He's been dealing with them all day. He will be dealing with them all day tomorrow as well. And I got to tell you how I know that that inside information when we talk to Jake at 5:25, as the Panthers basically they're trying to get some get back on the New Orleans Saints for our matchup earlier in the year. And obviously with Tampa Bay losing last night, that's basically, you know, for them an opportunity to claim the lead in the NFC South. And at 6 o'clock, we'll have kickoff with Boomer and Valenti. And at 7 o'clock, we will have the Manning Family's Children's Prep Football Roundup. And, Charlie, I know that we did it on the open as far as some of the action for the high school sports, but could you give us a rundown, not only the scores from yesterday, but some of the scores from today in the matchup, the comments in Shaw later on tonight?
Yeah, guys, so we have four final scores from the Superdome Classic, three from yesterday and one from earlier today, the first of a triple header of today's actions, and then we have two games tomorrow as well. So yesterday in the Division IV non-select bracket, the Hainesville Golden Tornado took down the Mangum Dragons 39-37. Division IV select, the Riverside Rebels beat Ascension Catholic, the Bulldogs 31-21. And then capping everything off last night, the Dunham Tigers beat Calvary Baptist 34-17. So earlier today, Deuce, as I mentioned in the Sports Slash, Iowa picks up their first ever state championship, taking down North DeSoto 50-43 in the Division II non-select bracket. Going on right now, the Division III non-select bracket, Sterlington is currently up 7-0 over Gina. And then as you had mentioned as well, Deuce, the final nightcap tonight, Shaw versus St. Charles Catholic in a rematch between two District 9-4A opponents that happened about a month ago.
Yeah, so definitely good luck to all of the teams that are playing in the finals, and you know, congratulations to the teams that have won so far. And you know, it's always good for those teams to be able to come here and play in the Superdome, and you know, just to live out that dream. And if you win it, it's phenomenal, and if you lose it, you know, it's the toughest thing, and you try to get back to it, and you know, just you know, it's exciting times when you talk about the high school football in the city of New Orleans and just in Louisiana in general. And so, you know, Mike, I just want to get your opinion so far. You know, a couple other things as well before I even get your opinion. The Pelicans
last night
we pulled it out, and it wasn't even close. At times it was close, but the Pelicans, you know, were able to put another a victory on the board. And you know, I know there's some relief. There's not the deep sigh of relief because it's just one, and so a lot of work is still to be done. But Mike, I want to get your opinion on that. You know, I don't know if you got to see any of that game, and just, you know, what you thought of the Pelicans in their victory, and they play the Bulls on Sunday.
Right. It was a game. This was a game that really wasn't on the schedule. Right. This was kind of in their cup situation. And I was like, even earlier this week, I'm like, what? We have a Pelicans game on, you know, on Thursday night. And so the difference last night was clearly the third and fourth quarter. They're up by a couple at halftime, and they outscore, you know, Portland 38-23. In the fourth quarter, 15-point fourth quarter and a 6-point third quarter. And that's been the difference. You haven't seen that this year. They played well, but they've not been able to hang in there. You know, they've been down early, and they've not had that kind of second half. And so I think that was really the biggest change for me in a game that was, you know, just kind of just popped up. We had high school football going on Thursday night on one at the Superdome, and then the Pelicans playing. So it's a big one, you know, because I think they have to start, and you know this, you follow them closer than I do. Like, what is this team going to be?
Yeah.
You know, we've seen a lot from the rookies and Sadiq Bey, and I think these rookies have been outstanding. And so is it time? Like, it's like, wait, we've got our chessboard right here. We need to take the pieces off and rebuild the chessboard over here, maybe. Right. And I feel like that's the kind of in an identity search. But I don't think anybody can not like what they've seen from Fears and these young guys early on.
Yeah, I think when you look at the young guys, just the energy and, you know, the ability to be able to almost will their way to victories. And victories have not been easy to come by for that group. And, you know, getting Jordan Poole back was huge for them as well, because he was another scorer for you. And so someone obviously that can handle the ball, but his penetration and his ability to be able to kick out or finish at the rim has been something that they just hadn't had enough of, even though you like what Jose brings to the table. You like what Fears bring to the table. Now I have another guy that can go and score, and he can, you know, get he can be a creator, or he can come off the pick and roll. And I think, you know, just him having that ability, being able to go and get, you know, get me 15, give me 20, whatever it may be, that's going to be something that they definitely need. And then you talk about the other parts that they have on that roster, you know, under Coach Borrego, they've been able to score a lot. And particularly at the rim, they've been able to score in the paint a lot. And so and most of those games obviously have been without Zion. And so it'll be intriguing to see when he comes back how they kind of fit him into the mix, because I think the key thing is, hey, we've kind of have what we want from an identity standpoint. Now we've got to just start plugging in some of those pieces that have been missing, because you got Herb back a couple of games ago. Herb got in a little, you know, I call my fishing buddy, kind of got loose with the lips, we'll call it that way. Didn't agree with the call right there at the half, and the officials decided to let him go and shower a little early for the rest of the second half. But his ability to be able to come out and make plays and score and just be able to be that wing that runs and defends is one that this team has needed. So I'm excited to see how they can continue to stack wins. That's what I'm claiming. I'm claiming wins for that group. And then we'll get into the Saints as we go to break here. We'll get into the Saints, talk a little bit about more about them and the matchup that they have with the Carolina Panthers in the Superdome on Sunday. You're listening to Fans in the Pro with Deuce and Haas here on WWL.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Welcome back to Fans in the Pro. Deuce McAllister and Mike Haas here. I got to give a shout out to Magazine Pizza for feeding our Saints game day crew. Magazine Pizza 1068 Magazine, dine-in, or delivery. The best gourmet pizza selection in town. Magazine Pizza also has pasta, sandwiches, wings, and salads. MagazinePizza.com. Definitely check them out if you can. But shifting from food to maybe a little sugar, an item that you may put in your coffee every now and then, I am honored to have Mr. Jeff Hundley, who should be a very, very, very busy man right about now.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Mr. Jeff, how you doing, sir? Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, absolutely. Great to be with you, sir. We're doing good. It's a busy time. We're sitting here in the dome with the, you know, we're involved as a sponsor with the state high school playoffs. In addition to trying to get ready for a big CFP quarterfinal game here in a few weeks.
So just tell me a little bit about the days as far as some of the things that you guys have to do. The on-field product, you can't control that. You have to get the field and the facilities kind of ready. But just coordinating with the different teams, et cetera, how has that looked for you? And just that process, if you can, just give us a little bit behind-the-scenes kind of access.
Sure. Well, it all starts with the announcement of the teams on last Sunday. And then we were off and running trying to get them information fed to three different schools, only two of which will actually end up being here. We've got Georgia is in and has a bye, so we know they're going to be with us. And then we'll have the winner of Ole Miss and Tulane. That they play a week from Saturday. And, of course, we'll go up to Oxford for that game to see how that plays out. But we've had – all three schools have been in New Orleans this week. We give them a site visit that includes everything from the Superdome to the team hotel to the practice venues, what have you, and show them around, try to get them plugged in because they've got to mobilize on their end and be able to move a whole football team and a fan base in a short amount of time. So we're getting all the details buttoned there and planning, there's a lot of hospitality that's involved as well. And we're working on, the venues. We've been doing that all year, but it's time to nail down the details on the venues and the meals and everything that are involved, in hosting a team and its fan base and its alumni. And in the meantime, we're trying to make sure all the tickets get in people's hands, and that we get all the suites sold, and get all the game day information. We're putting signage all around the city, and there's a million details that I could go on forever about, but it's definitely a very busy time, but it's a fun time. You work all year for this, and we're just, really excited about the possibilities, for the game this year, whether it's Duke Ole Miss or Duke Tulane, Duke Georgia. I don't know why I said Duke, but Georgia Tulane or Georgia Ole Miss, it's going to be a great ball game, and we're looking forward to the hosting on January 1st.
Jeff, Mike Haas here. Just wanted to get your. I'm just curious of the dialogue as the committees, and meet and each week in the rankings. What is your connection dialogue with them? How does all that work?
Well, they work independently, so we really don't have a say in it, Mike, but we're familiar with the process. They've been gracious enough over the years to allow the bowl representatives and some media types as well to sit in on an actual mock selection, exercise and you work through it. There's a lot that's involved in it, and you're never going to make everybody happy for sure. It was a tough deal, I think, this year, the whole Miami and Notre Dame deal that were, for years they've been saying that head-to-head matters, and it didn't matter until the last weekend this time. Far be it from me to criticize, not having been in the room and know what happened, but it certainly set the committee up for some controversy and a lot of hurt feelings in the process. So, but it's like the NCAA basketball tournament. It doesn't matter whether it's 12 teams or 16 teams or the basketball tournament's 64 or 68. teams 69 and 70 are going to be screaming why they got screwed and should have been in the tournament. So you're never going to please everybody. But it's again, I'll just say this. I did that mock exercise, and I got no desire to ever be part of that process.
I can understand. And, you know, Deuce's team, Ole Miss is in, and quite frankly, my team, JMU, is in, and that doesn't make people happy every play. You're not going to make everybody happy. Notre Dame's super, you know, hacked off. And so a couple questions for you. One, I don't know where we kind of stand as far as New Orleans hosting quarterfinals, you know, where that stands from a contract standpoint. So if you could update that. And then when you announced and that the Superdome and the All-State Sugar Bowl was going to be hosting the 2028 finals, the championship game, I thought it was the most down-to-earth, common sense, truthful press conference, because it's not, I think people need to understand the process. It's not a rotation. This is a big time money game that New Orleans has been benefiting, and that, but now New Orleans kind of has to, as a community, as a business community, it's just a different situation now than ever before, and it's not like it used to be, right?
Absolutely. It's, you know, I'll say first that we're super proud of the fact that we were able to land the 2028 national championship game, and we got a lot of help from the governor in the process in terms of the funding for that event. But the Sugar Bowl also stepped up and provided $6 million of its own resources in order to make that happen. That's $6 million that we won't get back. It's basically, we look at it as a gift to the city to help bring the event. And, you know, we can't do that forever, Mike. We can do it now, but every decision right now, if you're paying attention to college football and college athletics in general, almost every decision being made is centered around money. You know, now that we have name, image, and likeness payments and revenue sharing with student athletes, which personally I think is great, but it's created a new dynamic where conferences and schools are desperate for revenue, and they're less concerned about tradition and history, you know, which we lived a long time on tradition and history here, being able to bring BCS games and you know, the first iteration of the national the CFP championship game here, but that no longer exists. When we were given the deal points for the quarterfinals and semifinals, you referenced that in one of your questions. We're trying to get done a deal for 6 years that will allow us to host three quarterfinals and three semifinal games. When the deal points on that were delivered, they were delivered with the message, Jeff, we think this is a fair deal, whether it's for the Rose Bowl or the Sugar Bowl or the Las Vegas Sports Authority. And there was a message in that, right? That there's other people that would be willing to pay whatever it takes to get in and do the deal. So we knew our marching orders at that point in time. So, you know, ever since last 2.5 years, we've really been working hard, you know, to try to raise the money that's needed to compete and to keep Vegas on the sidelines, keep Nashville on the sidelines. Nashville's getting a new stadium, and they want in, and they got a lot of money. So we've been hustling, and so far so good, and we think we're going to get this 6-year deal done, but we'll probably know it for certain probably early in 2026, one way or the other. But the stakes are high. And we're a 92-year-old organization, and we've fought above our weight class for, you know, a long time now. You know, we're like the 50th DMA in the country, and we're competing against top 10 cities, and we've got a lot smaller population and corporate base. So that's why we've really made an appeal to the business community to try to step up and help us. And if they will, great. And if not, you know, we may not be long, you know, for the future as part of the playoff. That's just the stark reality of where things are today.
Yeah, and you make a valid point. I mean, you like I was telling Mike earlier, you go outside and you kind of see just the traffic, you know, not just visiting traffic, but teams that are here for high school football. And, you know, I think that from an economic standpoint, the impact that it makes, it cannot be taken lightly. And I feel the same way when you talk about the Sugar Bowl being involved in the playoff system as a, you know, whether it's quarterfinals, semifinals, or even the host city. I think that all plays into it. But Jeff, I was talking to Jeff Hundley, the Sugar Bowl CEO. I got a question for you, and you know, I just want to get your thoughts. And I don't know if you may not even feel comfortable answering it. But when you have a team, you know, not only from a team's perspective to opt out, but from a player's perspective to opt out, and how NIL may play a factor into that decision, has the Bowls looked into maybe doing something with the teams to say, hey, some of this financial package that we're providing for you, X players have to be available? I don't know even how that would be crafted or created, you know, not to say that your starting caliber players have to be available. Maybe that's the language. I mean, I'm sure that there's some language that could be used. But does any of that make sense? And, you know, I don't know if you can even comment on it. Just because you lose a great team because possibly from an NIL standpoint, maybe a coach left and you don't have the players, I get that. I understand opting out of that. But maybe a player decides that it's not worth me playing in a bowl game. And I get that as well. But, you know, could there be an NIL component to enticing those players to perform or to play in maybe a possible bowl game?
That's a great thought, Deuce. And I sit on the board of the National Bowl Association, and we've been talking about that for the past 2 years on what that might look like going forward and whether or not. And then there's opinions on both sides of that equation of whether or not the Bowls could actually come up with enough money to incentivize a player or a group of players to participate in the bowl game. You know, if a guy's a first round pick and a bowl game's able to offer him $5,000, that may not move the needle, you know, for, you know, a guy come, you know, that's going to be drafted that high and is looking to make millions, you know. But
correct.
So we're considering it, you know, whether or not it makes sense. We've had conversations with the, you know, the SEC and the Big Ten and other conferences too. And, you know, we had, you know, broached the subject from would they be willing to, you know, let us carve off some of what that we're paying them in order to incentivize the players. And, you know, that was, you know, a dumb question we asked because, of course, they don't want less money. The conferences don't. So, you know, anything we do, we'd have to raise on top of what we're already obligated to pay the conferences in order to make it happen. So it's not out of the realm of possibility, I'd say that right now, but it would be extremely difficult to find enough money to make it worth the while of most of these guys to stick around. So never say never, but for now we're still studying it.
Yeah, I think it's a work in progress, and it's intriguing to see where college football goes, you know, and how it's changing. We'll call it daily. We'll leave it at that. Yeah. Jeff, thank you so much for some time, and you know, definitely good luck with the upcoming college football quarterfinal. We know Georgia is one of the teams, and next Saturday, probably around 6 o'clock or so, we'll know whether Tulane or Ole Miss is playing the Georgia Bulldogs. And I had a little birdie tell me that your sweet sales are going very, very well. Just FYI, the sweets sales are going very, very well. So that looks like it's going to be a hot ticket regardless of who's playing in it.
That's the way it's looking out right now. We're really excited about it. This is a fun time of year. And, you know, we've talked about some of the challenges in college football, but at the end of the day, when we're part of the playoff, there's no better place to be, and we're excited about it for the future.
I agree 100%. Jeff Hundley, thank you so much for your time, and that's the Sugar Bowl CEO. You're listening to Fans and a Pro. This is Deuce McAllister and Mike Haas. We're going to take a break here on WWL.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Welcome back to Fans and the Pro. Deuce McAllister and Mike Haas here with you until 6 o'clock. I know that we have kickoff with Boomer and Valenti at 6 p.m. and the 7 p.m. hour. We have the Manning Family Children's Prep Football Roundup, and you got an update for me on some scores that are going on right now, right?
So right now it's the Gina Giants and the Sterlington Panthers in the Division III non-select bracket. Deuce, Gina currently leads 12-7 as the top seed with about 3 minutes left to go in the first half. They're driving in this game as well, Deuce. They're just outside the red zone. Gina really has taken control since being down 7-0 early.
So it looks like they found their mojo and they're bouncing back right here before the half, correct?
A big splash touchdown as well, 65-plus yards through the air, gave them the lead. I don't know if they're going for two every time, if they don't have a field goal kicker, what the situation is there. But right now, 12-7 with about 3 minutes left to go in the first half for Gina over Sterlington.
Gotcha. And like we talked about, good luck to all those teams that are playing in the championship over at the Caesars Superdome. Got a caller call here that we're going to bring on. He wants to talk a little bit about the LSU Tigers and Coach Kiffin. And so, call. Thank you for calling WWL. You're on with Deuce and Haas.
Hey, Deuce. You know, I want to, first of all, congratulate you because of the professionalism you're showing in class. Your alma mater on their way to the best season, chance to win it all, and LSU yanks your coach away, cuts the guts out the program. That's got to hurt, but you don't show it. You just keep going. And, I mean, in college football, you got – basically a program that's struggling, not doing well. So what did it get the coach from this program that's winning? Get the players from this program that's winning. It's just like go out and take from someone versus the old school days. You get your freshmen in, you work with them, you train them, you see them make mistakes and they grow and all that stuff. But, you know, like I say, you're showing a lot of class. But, you know, I feel it's like, to me, it's like a open, just shark-infested waters now.
As far as which part, Carl?
As far as being able to just, people just leaving programs. Because I feel like this. You got multiple teams in the playoffs where the coach is leaving.
You have a couple teams. I mean, and it's just not. I mean, I think it's what, three teams that are in the playoffs that their coach has taken another job, and so I mean, I think that just tells you where you are with college football and the money that's involved with a lot of teams. And you know, you can talk about the calendar and you know how it fits and how it doesn't fit and all of that. But I mean, at the end of the day, it's the decision for the coach. That's something that he has got to make for himself and his family. And you know, if that's what he chooses to do. For me personally, I can't be mad. I mean, that's what Coach Kiffin chose to do. And so, you know, Ole Miss, the doors are still open. They still will play a game next week. And so for me, you know, I wish them well. There's one game that I don't wish that they play well. But outside of that, we're going to talk about him. You know, I'm going to support him. I'm a fan of LSU. And so, you know, that's just how it goes.
And Deuce, it's the opener, as we learned yesterday, as far
SEC
as
opener.
SEC opener.
Yeah, SEC opener up in Oxford. I think it's September the 19th.
Right, it's in September. It's the first SEC game for both teams. Lane Kiffin's return to Oxford. That's going to be some cinema, Deuce. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be wild. I know Lane likes to say, get your popcorn ready. That will be one that you kind of get your popcorn ready. It will be wild. And, you know, look. I know a lot of the kids that play for both programs. You know, I got a lot of friends. I know the athletic director at both schools, got a lot of friends at both schools. And, you know, Louisiana has taken me in. And so I pull for Tulane as well, not just LSU. And, you know, pull for UNO basketball, Master P and, you know, those guys over there. Pull for UL and got friends over there. Coach Rebo, Nichols State. So a lot of different places. I want Louisiana to do well. You're listening to Fans and the Pro, Deuce McAllister, Mike Koss on WWL. We're going to take a break. Welcome back to Fans and the Pro, Deuce McAllister and Mike Koss here as we wrap up this hour. Next hour at 5:25, we got Jake DeLome, former NFL quarterback for the New Orleans Saints and the Carolina Panthers. He does the Carolina Panthers radio. He's an analyst for them. He will join me at 5:25. We'll talk a little bit more about the Saints and the Panthers matchup. You know, it's a rematch. Carolina battling it out to win the NFC South, and so that will not be an easy game for the New Orleans Saints. But hey, this game on Sunday, you got to remember, it's a 3:25 kick. It's not one at 12 o'clock, and it is the second. We only have one more home game. We only have the Jets that's next week. So if you haven't had a chance, you're looking for some Christmas presents, this may be one. I don't know what the prices are online, but you definitely check it out. But, hey, I got to shout out my team, my squad. You got to check them out this Sunday, the Saints battle the Carolina Panthers at the Caesars Superdome. Start your game day at 11 a.m. with Steve Geller and Jeff Nowak at the Caesars Sportsbook First Take as they kick it off at 11. You got a time to check in from your tailgate party. Then at 1 o'clock, join Bobby and Steve for the Bud Light Countdown to kick off inside the dome right there by Gate B at the atrium, presented by Craig's Electrical Generator Service. 3:25. Myself, Mike, and Jeff Nowak, we take over. Then you catch the Cajun Cannon on the Point After live from the Swamp Room and Bar Grill at 5400 on Veterans in Metairie. That's all. I mean, that's 10 hours of football. We got you covered on WWL.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.